when they made out these readings, for some reason or other, they skipped Paul's whole discourse on God's plans for the Jewish people. So go home and read it. It starts in chapter 9. You see, and now we begin these exhortations, 11, 12. Brothers and sisters, the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. You can't lose them unless you just simply refuse. Isn't that great? I mean, if we do sin, we can go repent and be reinstated right where we were before, as our Lord promised in that parable of the prodigal son. He came back, he got a ring, he got a robe, he got everything. Totally reinstated as a son. It's the same with the Jewish people. They will be reinstated. I'm disappointed. I shouldn't realize by now, after having gone through this cycle ever since it was put in and after Vatican II, but I was hoping that we could have, you know, because it's such a mystery. You know, his job was to go preach to the Gentiles, but his heart was with the Jews. He's a Jew. Our Lord is a Jew. Now there's this big move to move the capital of Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That'll start a war because the Muslims say that's our city. Who, you know, that the big Al-Aqsa mosque that's there, that's not a temple on the Temple Mount. It's a mosque. And anyway, at least they take their religion seriously, or at least their emotional involvement in it. But what Paul is describing here is the plan of God now, after that happened, you see. Just as you once disobeyed God and have now received mercy because of their disobedience, so they have now disobeyed in order that by virtue of the mercy shown to you, they too may receive mercy. When a Jewish person finally gets God's plan, they praise God. It reminds me of a Russian Jewish family. And he, by a vision, was converted to Christ. But he didn't tell anybody. His wife had the same thing happen to her. They had two sons. The older son had the same thing happen to me. They didn't tell anybody. So they could come in. That's not why they didn't tell anybody, but that meant they could come in on the right of Aliyah, the right of return, because they're Jews. So you don't have any taxes to pay to get in, and you don't have any passport problem, and this is your country, you see. But there was a younger brother, and he became a Christian the old-fashioned way, you know. He was attracted to the Lord, and he came. I can still remember, it's difficult to create these scenes because they're so... He was in the Sahal, he was in the army. Every man from 17 to 45 has got to serve in the army, every man. And go on training for a couple of months a year, so the army's always ready. What about the bankers? The bankers go, they're paid a banker's salary, like the bus driver's paid a bus driver's salary, but everybody goes. So he's in a Sahal uniform. And he came into the chapel that we used for daily mass at the École Biblique. It was maybe a third larger than this, maybe more, but it was long and narrow. Well, they're all Palestinians there, of course. And this boy, who was kind of naive anyway, walked in with his army uniform on into this chapel. Everybody's looking at him. And he just, you know, was there, real peaceful. came to the Our Father. He just started to pray Our Father. And everybody in the place turned around, a Jew praying like that, you know. They weren't very recollected that day at Mass. But that's God's plan. Now, I have a memory for the next one, too, and then we'll quit. There was a wedding. There were a bunch of American kids over there preaching. They didn't know a word of Italian, so I was doing all the preaching on the streets. And then one of the girls from the preaching group and one of the young Italian boys from the nobility of Rome got married. They got married in the Church of St. Paul's, the one outside the walls, okay, on Easter Sunday. Was that right? It was a big feast. I think it was Easter Sunday they got married. But they had the reception at a place called, the Spanish Steps. And on the top, there's a church and a convent and a big hall. And they had the reception in the hall. So everybody's having a grand time there at this, they had kind of sawhorses and, and one of the boys jumped up on one of the tables and read this. When you're going to have a party, just don't invite your friends, invite everybody. So they picked up the tables, the sawhorses and everything went out on top of the Spanish Steps, and they invited everybody to come. And so then the girl, who's the guitar player, jumped up on top of the bus, and she started playing. Everybody started to come. Well, I was the only one who knew Italian, so I was the only one who could preach, you see. So I was preaching. Boy, if you could have seen the faces and the eyes on those guys. The Spanish Steps at Easter Day are just lined with merchants. They're selling jewelry and scarves and I don't know what, Well, this is going to be a big money day for them. This is Easter Day. And now this is ruining it. Oh, boy. All I could think of was, you remember the riot that happened in Ephesus, because the people were becoming Christians and not buying the little Diana of Ephesus trinkets, They wanted to kill Paul, too. Huh? I'm standing to look at those eyes. I say, now I know how Paul felt. They would have gladly killed me, but they couldn't. There was such a huge crowd around. There was no way. But it was very interesting. But the point is, you see, that's how powerful the Word of God is. You see. And that young boy who said, we're not supposed to have a party just for ourselves. Wedding or no wedding. This is for the world. This is for everybody. The Lord said it. And he took this text and read it. That's all those kids need. Up goes the tables, everything outside. And it was a wonderful afternoon. So don't forget. Sometimes, even like, everybody has a neighbor, right? In our civilization, they don't even talk to each other. They don't even know the guy's name half the time. Try to find a way to be good. And then, if you hurry, you could even have a cookout before the weather gets too cold. Reach out. Show the kindness of Christ. Everybody around here, the only thing on their money is paying the next bills. And help them.